This is an Alpha Media COVID-19 news update. Dr. Jaya McSharma, you are right there on the front lines dealing with COVID-19 and you see so much. In your videos, you talk about how bad is COVID-19 in our area and who's being affected.
Say that COVID-19 is very bad in our area. You know, the numbers that people see on these websites that they're trying to gauge the correct numbers are lagging behind by anywhere from 7 to 10 days. The majority of that is because outpatient testing or clinic testing, drive-through testing, all of those tests are still taking up to a week or longer to come back. So when you pull up these numbers, you have to realize they're not accurate in real time. What I'm seeing in the hospital is people coming in acutely and getting very, very sick over a short period of time, and every single day the numbers of people that are requiring hospitalization, meaning they're just that sick. So our curve has definitely not peaked, and we're still in that area where we're going up and we haven't reached the top yet.
Well, let's talk about the cases that you are seeing. Who's being affected by this?
I know that there's a lot of information out there saying that this is only affecting older people over 65 or people who are immunocompromised. Just not the case. I mean, overwhelmingly in the clinics, my colleagues who treat people outpatient say on average their coronavirus positive cases are in ages 25 to 45. Not all of those people are sick enough to require hospitalization, but what scary about that number is that the majority of those people are going about their lives or have been working right up until they were diagnosed, so the number of people that they have come into contact with is unknown. So that's hundreds, potentially thousands of people being around someone they think is healthy when they're actually being exposed to the coronavirus. And then in the hospital, we have 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds with no chronic conditions who are getting so sick they have to be in the hospital. And then, of course, between 40 and 60 years old and up are sometimes so sick that they require being in the ICU. I would say that no one is completely safe or guaranteed from this virus not to be affected. And that's why you have to be so careful about the precautions and take it seriously as if it could affect you, because it really could.
One thing that I am seeing over and over, you know, the mortality percentage is so low. You're talking 1 to 2%. Why should we worry?
If people want to play the numbers game, you know, I can tell you that what we're seeing reflected across the nation is also happening here locally. So what I really want to emphasize to people is that 30% of the people who get this virus, essentially 1 in 3 people, will be sick enough to require being in the hospital. 30% of those people will get so sick that they are going to end up on life support because they cannot breathe on their own. Once you get to the point that you're so sick you have to be on a ventilator, over half of those people will never go home. And so I tell that to people of any age. Why would you want to play those numbers or roll the dice on that? Because it's just that serious.
Wow. Let's talk about some of the severe symptoms when people need to go to the hospital as opposed to just consulting their primary care physician.
If you have a fever and a dry cough, you can call your primary care physician. You can get an order for a drive-through test and you're fine. If you have any conditions like asthma or COPD that affects your lungs, I think it's safer to go to an urgent care or an ER and be evaluated by a physician in person. If you have any form of shortness of breath, that is the number one indicator that you need to be in the emergency room instead of just trying to contact your primary care provider.
Well, quickly, because we're running out of time, are there enough tests available and can we test everyone?
The testing is getting better. Every week we have more tests. We have a very quick test available to us here in the hospital. By next week, the amount of tests we get should be doubled. By the following week, it should be so much that testing should be available for everyone. So I would say if you have a primary care provider, you can get tested. Absolutely. Turnaround time on these tests are getting better every day.
As we wrap up, Dr. McSharma, from your perspective, what is the best thing for folks to do?
Stay home. Please, please stay home. If you don't need it to survive, then you don't need to go on a Walmart run or a Home Depot run or wherever you're going, because it's those innocent interactions that are spreading the disease like wildfire in our community. So please give it the 2 weeks. Obey the stay-at-home order, and if you have to go out, please protect yourself by wearing a mask and wash your hands religiously for 20 seconds at a time, several times per day, and stay 6 feet away from everyone.
Thank you for all the hard work that you and your colleagues are doing out there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. We will get through this together.
For the latest information or to answer questions, contact the Louisiana Coronavirus Network by calling 211 or visiting this Alpha Media station's website. This has been your Alpha Media COVID-19 news update. Alpha Cares.